Good evening.
Good evening, Sunday Lit. Welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
As always, my dear friends, I am happy to be with you.
Of course, we're delighted to have you with us.
I wish this time to speak a little about you people within this room and those who are absent this time.
Thank you.
I would like each one of you to think carefully, not at the moment, but in your time alone, to discover, and we have spoken of this on a number of occasions, about when you come to earth life, that you choose your parents.
Yes.
What I would like you to think closely about is, why do you now feel you chose the parents that you did? You know, we have spoken that it is not so much for the personality, but for the opportunities that that life could bring to you.
Yes.
So I ask you, my dear friends, to think carefully and to find what it is in this earthly life that you were seeking, and to see what answer you come with.
Right. Oh, thank you. Yes.
You may find, to begin with, that it is a difficult task, but if you persevere, you will innately know what it is that you have come for.
Will we be looking for one specific thing, or could there be a number of...
There could be a number of reasons, or there could be just one. And sometimes I have to tell you that even with just one earth lesson, it can take a whole lifetime. And sometimes you forfeit a life without learning that which you came for. So that is my task for you all, my dear friends. Because I feel now you have reached a stage of self-acknowledgement, renewal of self should come to you more easily, and I feel it would be beneficial at this time and help you along your pathway to know what it is you have come to achieve.
And do you wish us to voice our feelings next time?
Yes, please. And then we can all share in each other's vision. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I feel that's an interesting exercise.
But of course you won't be able to tell us whether we're right or wrong.
I will not.
Oh, you will. I was asked. It was a sort of question.
Yes. Well, If I feel the need, or perhaps I feel you are on the incorrect pathway,
mm-hmm.
I shall endeavour to help you.
Oh, thank you, that's kind.
But that is not the purpose that I tell you. The purpose of this task is that indeed you find what it is that you are striving towards.
Yes.
It may seem an insignificant task to you, almost like a game to you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me assure you, my dear friends, that for you at this time in your development, it is important.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we understand. I think you wouldn't ask us to do it if it wasn't so. Yeah.
No, of course, it is pointless to play what you would call games.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no purpose to this.
Yeah.
Mm. And I know that by now you have come to know that whatever I have given to you is always with a purpose.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. This may possibly connect, but I feel I'm being nudged from spirit to do some further writing, and the working title of the piece should be Ether, the Fount of Physical Creation.
Yes.
Does that sound a feasible and a reasonable subject for investigating further and writing about? I realize that there is an enormous amount of reading first that I should do in that.
Yes, as always, there is much contradiction about this matter, but you would not be here without the ether.
Mm-hmm.
You would not exist without ether.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer to you is yes, it is an important subject, and if you are feeling the nudge, then we are doing our work well.
And I feel this would be a good time to try to extend that knowledge.
Yes, because, my dear friend, at this very time in the Earth's development, always you have to strive to gain more spiritual knowledge. And that is why we work closely with all of the people who are involved in trying to prove certain things. Your scientists, for example.
Yes.
So it is important to voice what you know and what you feel to be true. And of course, as we well know, there are many things that will never be believed on your earth plane by many.
Mm.
But that is not to say it should never be voiced.
Mm.
Of course it must. And if you are feeling nudged from our side, that indeed is the time to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to you, dear friend, you will have our spiritual backing for your next book of words.
Thank you. I thought it would be an article at first, and then possibly a paper, and
yes,
it might even be a book.
We have always trusted your judgment. And we know full well that you are open to influence.
Thank you.
And
there's one detail in connection with this where I am very uncertain, and I wonder if I could put this little question to you. It is about the spiritual light of the sun.
Yes.
Which you have mentioned and a number of other sources have mentioned.
Yes.
But I think generally we have quite a poor understanding of this. And I would just like to say, disregarding motion, is there any significant difference between the spiritual light of the sun and the ether?
Yes, there is considerable difference.
Are the two related?
Everything that exists is related. Let me say that first and foremost to you. When you speak of the spiritual light of the sun, all planets have a spiritual light.
Yes.
But we know we are speaking of the spiritual light of the sun. Yes.
Yes.
The ether is the foundation of all life. There is a significant difference, but it is not easy for me to explain that difference to you.
Right.
You understand?
I understand, yes.
But there most certainly is a difference.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I hope those few words can help you to garner your own thoughts.
Yes, and that will save me quite a bit of extra time pondering that issue. Thank you, Salamit.
Yes.
When you speak about voicing opinions, Paul sent a very interesting email through this Mary Rodwell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And she was talking about these indigo children, and you were talking about the children for this new millennium who are going to be bit special, helping, going to help us. And she was saying this, but one of the interesting things she said, she believes that children who have got autism, or those sort of what we would state as being perhaps a disability, she actually thinks that they are on a different sort of, perhaps I could say, level to us. And that's why they're having problems with fitting into this lifetime, because actually they are working on a different sort of wavelength, perhaps, that maybe we should be working on. Would you like to say something about that?
I will speak with you. Yes, I have spoken of indigo children.
Mm.
I do not consider them particularly special, only that they are expressing more spirituality when they come to this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let us refer back to my question for you this evening about why you choose parents.
Mm-hmm.
These souls who come to earth with difficulties are souls who wish to use those bodies to gain the insight that they need, the lessons in earthly life that they need.
Yes.
But they are not any different from another soul who comes to work out their own pathways, only different in as much as the earthly body is different. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So I would personally refrain from saying special children.
Yes.
They are children who have come at a particular time for particular work.
Right, thank you.
I hope that helps your understanding.
Yes. Yes, I do understand that. And the children who've got autism, that's also
their choice.
Yes.
They chose to come, as all souls do. You still have your free will.
Mm.
And when you are about to return to Earth for an earthly life, that choice remains with you.
Yes.
So you can take an easier pathway.
Mm.
Some call it an easier pathway. I prefer to say a different pathway.
Yes.
Yes, I do not like when these things are placed into what you would call slots.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You understand it makes it more difficult. I feel sometimes in your world that too much is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Complicated by issues of thinking by humans which are wrong, but others find interesting, and that is how you get these difficult words. So I would say to you, try to always find the simple pathway, the simple explanation, and you will be closer to spirit.
Right, okay, thank you. Yeah.
Are you able to take further questions this evening, Selimet, or do you wish to present a program to us?
I will take one more question.
There is one sent in by one of our readers. It concerns an airliner with 239 on board, which has disappeared over the South China Sea with not a trace to be found, no wreckage, no messages. It is wondered if there is one of those multi-dimensional points which we have talked about in relation to the Bermuda Triangle area.
Yes.
Would you care to?
I will say simply this, that does not apply in this instance.
Okay, thank you.
There will be more information comes, but it is not to do with what you have mentioned.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, my dear friends, I hope you will remember my words, and that you will, in your quiet times, ponder upon that I have asked you to think upon.
Yes,
thank you.
Next time I come to you, we will discuss your findings. So you have plenty of time to think deeply about this.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure we should all be doing this, those who are absent this evening included.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah.
It would be advantageous for all of you, those who are absent also, to do this.
Yes. We'll make sure they all get the information.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is always important that you move forward.
Yes.
You know that you do not become complacent in your knowledge. I have said to you in the past couple of your years, I believe, that it is also important not only to listen to what I have to say, but for your own self-expression, your own spiritual growth, that you continually do these small tasks. And with those words, my dear friends, I will take my leave. And until we come together once more, I leave you cloaked in much love. Know that you are loved and protected at all times.
Yes, that's very comforting. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We feel that, and our love goes with you.